back on the record? Okay. So it looks like there was some confusion on scheduling, but I think what we'll do is looks like the planning department is ready to proceed on the Bay Shore Shoreline Substantial Development Proposal. So we will go ahead and start with the staff presentation on that. And earlier I provided a summary of the procedural approach we take on both of these permits, and that remains the same. We'll hear first from the planning department, then the applicant, and then we'll open it up for public comment. So are we, all right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your name for the record.
My name is Steve Heacock, a senior environmental planner for Kitsap County.
And you swear to tell the truth,
too? I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, before us today is a substantial development permit for Shoreline Action, mm-hmm. and it's regarding a pretty significant project, actually. The majority of the project is actually outside of the 200-foot jurisdiction of the Shoreline Master Program. However, portions of the project are in, and therefore, we really look at the entire project in that particular case, because some actions are within the shoreline jurisdiction, and so we're really looking at the overall project for this both sewer, drainage, and roadway improvement project. Kitsap County Public Works has also received some grant funds for this project, and I'll just go ahead and proceed with our presentation here.
Okay.
Thank you. The project is located on Dyes Inlet, the northern portion of Dyes Inlet, and it's really the whole entire extent of Bayshore Drive and Washington Avenue in Silverdale.
And this is the staff presentation, Exhibit 24, that you've got up here.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I meant to do that, yes. So I do have a PowerPoint for you. I also have one email from the applicant representative to provide some additional clarification on the dewatering procedure that's okay. going to happen. Not really a problem, if you will, in relation to the shoreline permit, but there's an unusual dewatering procedure mm-hmm. they're going to use. So I have an email in relation to that.
Okay. Do you want to go ahead and add that to the record?
Yeah, so I can add that to the record.
So just to summarize, I've got the staff report and then exhibits 1 through 24.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and admit all those, and then 25 will be the email that you've just referred
yes.
to.
Yes, and then also we have this PowerPoint that we want to use as well.
Okay.
Very good.
So the that's 24, I think, is the PowerPoint staff.
Oh, PowerPoint's 24, correct.
And then 24, okay.
Correct,
got it.
Right. Thank you. I have the email that we'll be able to transmit through here for you as well.
Yeah, if you have an extra copy, if I could take a quick look at it. And you can go ahead and continue.
We'll continue. Thank you. Okay, so we've got the location dialed in here. I've demarked the roadway project itself, the major portion, if you will, the roadway project, the majority of which is the Bayshore component, which is within the shoreline jurisdiction. Most of this action, if you will be because of new sidewalks, because there are several areas in this particular shoreline, we'll see in the photos later on, where there are no sidewalks on that water shore side. And that's part of the amenity that we're requiring for this overall project. But the red line demarks the extent of the project itself. So it's approximately, the sidewalks and related road work, et cetera, about 2,800 feet, lineal feet. And a major portion of the project itself is going to be dealing with a new sewer line. That's an older sewer line that is beyond its life. So that's part of the grant money that they received, is to do improvements for that particular sewer line. Again, we look at principal zoning in the area. We've got the zoning map. Here, this my mouse activated here. This kind of tannish kind of color is the regional commercial part of the project. And then when we go into this old town of Silverdale here, then it's called neighborhood commercial. And then the other component, there's a small little pocket park that's down here that is a park zone, if you will. The shoreline designation in this property is high intensity, and that matches the shoreline, the land use designation, and right to about here. And then we have a fish type creek called Strawberry Creek that goes underneath this roadway, and Strawberry Creek is a fish type creek. Get to that in just a second.
And so the shoreline designation then shifts.
It does shift, yes. Right about where the creek is.
Okay.
Typically, where we have what would be an associated creek buffer, that's typically where in the shoreline master program we would have it a different category. The category would change based on habitat and those kind of features. So at that point where the creek and further around the corner and then part of this park's property as well is the Urban Conservancy.
Okay.
Right. Just to demark the difference between the shoreline master program designations is that the particular project is a shoreline substantial development or whichever zone. So, you know, match the zones and all that match quite nicely. Again, here is the critical area map. We have some portions of the project right around here where the creek is a bit of a flood zone there. And then up in here through this portion of Bayshore, that's also in the flood zone. Part of the roadway is in the flood zone. So as it's in the flood zone, we also require a habitat management plan. And that habitat survey, if you will, acts as the nexus between Kitsap County's jurisdiction and FEMA. And then FEMA, related to the flood risk and things like that, they also have their own criteria for making sure that the area is going to be correctly analyzed for environmental rules. They then have consultations with National Marine Fisheries Service, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Army Corps of Engineers, and also NOAA Fisheries. All those federal agencies have an overlay of review when we have a project in the FEMA flood zone and in the shoreline. We have, Strawberry Creek that comes through here. There will be part of the project where the sewer line will be located beneath Salmonberry Creek, and that portion, they're going to do a jack method underneath the creek itself. They already have a hydraulic project approval for that portion of the project. it's not really part of the of what we're analyzing here, but it's a, again a component that's noteworthy. Here we have our GIS aerial photography. This particular photo was taken not at extreme low water, but it's at a point where it's certainly below the mean high water, and a great portion of the associated shoreline here by Bayshore is in the dry, if you will. So there will be a lot of opportunity for the project to the sidewalk portions, certainly for them to be done in the dry, where without any risk of the flood zone problem. Typically, the flood zone problem is a spring and fall situation with the high water. And then I've got a couple of aerial photos from the shoreline obliques on Washington Avenue here for just purposes of taking a look at the aerial itself. This is looking more toward the west. Here's Strawberry Creek, which is braided as it comes out to this. Again, this is more of the lower water channel. This channel that comes through here is not a designated stream, but it's actually a stream that's located under much of the mall. So Silverdale Mall has a piped creek that goes all the way up to the Trails project, clear up and across where the Trails is located. And here is the Port of Silverdale has a dock. That you can see in this aerial here, there's a dock that the Port of Silverdale manages, and that's this dock. This is the ramp. There's a boat ramp, public boat ramp that's there as well, and then the little park is right here in this corner. And then further up the shoreline, this is actually looking south, but it's showing again that that piped stream that's underneath the mall. That the mall is off the photo, but back behind here. And then this is the Silverdale Hotel. And then again, the photo was taken at a lower tide level, which helps to illustrate the small little drainages that also come through this property. Now, one of the features of the drainage improvements are going to be more water quality drainage improvements. There is no planned improvement for this project in relation to new outfalls. So there'll be no new outfalls for this. We did analyze in relation to water quality purposes. There'll be a great improvement in the water quality for the bay here itself, for Dyes Inlet, due to the kind of methods of the water treatment facilities they're going to be placing into and as part of this project. So the drainage component of this project is all going to be located within the right-of-way, within the existing right-of-way. That is, again, the case, if you will, with the new sewer lines. They will all be in within the right-of-way areas. And the pipes themselves and appurtenances that we're looking at today really are more so about the analysis for the sidewalk improvements that we're going to be seeing. Okay, so now the stormwater and sewer improvement project. Again, we discussed the flood habitat elements. Part of that is here where the creek is underneath. Again, that whole area will be the sewer line and associated drainage line drainage improvements are all going to be within the right of way, but located beneath the creek itself and jacked underneath the creek in a pipe jack type of procedure. And this I provided as an illustration. And if we could zoom in on this a little bit better, there are several boreholes that were done for this particular project in relation to the geotechnical investigations. And part of the geotechnical investigation also dealt with the massive amount of subsurface water that we're going to see in this particular project. And one of the components of the project to be able to safely dewater these trenches, because the trenches will be significant in depth in certain parts of the project. The biggest problem with this amount of water is that we have trenching concerns, and having people located below those trenches, for them to be safe, we want to make sure that the dewatering procedure is done so that it's paramount safety first for the people that are working in there. So one of the methodologies that they had been talking about for this particular project, and I have a supplemental email on that particular part of the project, is they're going to use a freezing technology where they're going to freeze the subsurface waters, turn the soil and the water itself to ice, so that then it's isolated in the trench and the trenching work can continue. It's the first project in Kitsap County that's done this. This is done the tunnel project underneath for the Alaska Way replacement, that they use the freezing technologies there. So the technology is in place, and they're going to be using that here to assure that we have a safe working environment for those folks that are down in that trench, because they're going to be down 15 to 18 feet underneath the ground. So we want to make sure that they're going to be safe. So I provided a borehole log just to get an idea where those particular points are. Here you can kind of see them here. There's points along through here, so we have an understanding of what kinds of soils to expect when the boring mechanism happens underneath the creek, and then along Bayshore here too. It's so close to the water, we want to make sure that the geotech wanted to make sure that we had an understanding of what was going on subsurface groundwater wise, and that I thought was helpful to illustrate what was happening here. Again, the habitat study here for the FEMA floodplain was also another point I wanted to ring home. That was all analyzed by a company called RH2. They did a really fantastic job analyzing this whole overall project. Here's the schematic, if you will, the shoreline landscape plan. I've kind of done some cutaways here so we could see what was happening. This is Bayshore Drive. Here, this is the and then the corner where it comes around. This line actually matches this line, so it's a little bit askewed, if you will, but I tried to match them together so you get an idea of the kind of landscaping on the shoreline side that's going to happen. So there's some pocketed areas that we'll see in an aerial here in a second, where you'll see these large, expansive native plantings, if you will. And the planting plan here shows the plant types that'll be installed. They're all shoreline loving plants, you know. They're not going to be in the salt water, so there's no problem with salt water tolerance or things like that. But then there'll be also interplantings along the side of the sidewalk. And here you can see the sidewalk right here. This sidewalk is also going to have some kind of cutaway little seating areas and public seating areas for viewing the water and, you know, for public enjoyment. The part of the project is also, because we're in the shoreline jurisdiction, we want to make sure we have a component of public enjoyment, even though this area is all riprap and, you know, there's no plan for changing that riprap feature because it does need to be there. It needs to stay there. The armoring needs to protect the roadway itself through the Bayshore part of the project. And then I've got another cutaway here. Here is here's Bayshore. This is the Buckland Hill, and the new Buckland Hill Bridge is located just to the east of here. And this again, this is all the part of the shoreline right through here. We'll take a look back at the aerial to get a better idea of that, because I wanted to talk about that a little bit more. But this match line here is the same right here, where the roadway takes a turn right through here. And then this is the last little bit that goes out to Washington Boulevard, Bayshore. Then the connection of this dash line is this dash line here. Again, the plant types, these cutaways. I've got another view for the cutaways here, so we can see that. Let's go back to illustrate again the armoring that's in place all along Bayshore Avenue. This whole component of Bayshore has a riprap type of armored. It's probably one man rock for the most part, but some smaller spalls and things like that are in between here as well. But this entire reach is not going to be modified other than the upper portion of this will be replanted with shoreline-loving plants, native shoreline plants. Here's another look here. They've got the correct schematics for replanting and, you know, for the shrubs and things like that. And then here's some of the features that are going to be part of the concrete treatments, because there will be some little walkway promenades that are part of the project as well. And these are going to be in a kind of a beach environment sort of looking features. So this cool little circular pattern is one of them. And then a little public overlook here. Again, another one here with this sea star. And my biologist friend corrected me the other day about that. That's not a starfish. And then this sandy looking feature here, I think, is quite nice as well. And then those treatments will be up on the sidewalk, up on the upper portions of the sidewalk. And this is just a schematic. We also have, as part of the project, a bicycle lane, because this part of the county does have a lot of bicycle use. So we want to make sure that part of how we tie this big project in with the work at Buckland Hill and also a lot of the trail work that the Clear Creek Task Force has done in this region, that we make sure that those are all part of this project and all components for safe bicycling and then, again, safe pedestrian use. Sidewalks will be 5 feet in width, bike lanes 5 feet, and then the normal route for the cars, 11-foot lanes for each side. So about 22 feet, 5, and then a 5-foot sidewalk. And then these little breakout little areas. There's the creek here. Some of these little shoulder areas off to the side are where these amenities will be located in wide verges that are around the property. This is part of the Bayshore area right here. Here's another one of those wide verges, and this will be part of the sidewalk right up here. There is a little trail on some of the portions, but again, this whole overall project is what we're really analyzing. Oops. And then I also wanted to show you and the public, this is the outlet underneath Strawberry Creek. So it's really a pretty significant concrete structure that's underneath. And the sewer line transmits perpendicular here underneath the roadbed at depth. And so that part of the project is going to have open areas on both sides. And again, they're going to jack the culvert, the new sewer pipe underneath this part of the roadway itself. Again, we have Strawberry Creek, and it's under Washington Boulevard. That part of the project is outside of the shoreline jurisdiction, but again, it's part of the analysis that we're doing. This area did get restored. The Kitsap Conservation District did a really nice stream restoration project here a number of years back, and part of a grant system. Here's some of the plants that are shown here, willows that are here on the side of the creek. And then they did a coir and kind of short streamside armoring with coir fabric. And then they restored this whole region with plantings in that coir fabric. It was a really good demonstration project that they had done. See how nice that looks. And let's see here. What else do we have? I guess we've got the nuts and bolts of it laid out. We have 11 conditions of approval. The majority of those conditions are environmental conditions for connecting, obviously, with the federal agencies as they have. And they do have, again, they've secured the hydraulic project approval for the entirety of the project with Fish and Wildlife. And they're looking to get this going this summer.
Thank you. Is there anyone else from the planning department who wanted to speak today, or should we move to the applicant?
I don't think so. Okay. And
is the applicant here?
Yes.
Did you wish to step forward and supplement the presentation? But why don't you go ahead and just step forward to the mic? That way we'll catch what you have.
Hi, I'm
Barbara. Good morning. Your name for the record first.
Barbara Zaroff.
And you are with?
The sewer utility.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I'm the project manager for this project. It's been in the works for quite a number of years. It started out as a project just to replace the sewer line that's running down Bayshore and Washington Avenue. That piece of infrastructure was put in the 70s, and since then it has outgrown its capacity, and it's also a very flat line, which causes some operations and maintenance problems for the utility. But when we started looking at replacing that line with a larger size pipe, it soon became apparent that this was an area that there could benefit from a number of the different Associated Public Works agencies making their own improvements. So at that point, this shifted to a team effort, and this gave opportunity for roads, as Steve has just explained, to improve the pedestrian appeal and safety of Bayshore Drive, which has a currently narrow sidewalk. This is going to provide a much wider and more pleasant pedestrian walkway along the east side of Bayshore along the water. It's going to put in some seating, some lighting, and then those improvements will continue down Washington Avenue into the waterfront park. This also gave the stormwater division an opportunity to put in some stormwater runoff quality features to improve the quality of the stormwater that's currently running off into the bay. And another aspect of this project that I don't think Steve mentioned directly, but we also are teaming with Silverdale Water District to upgrade some of the existing water lines in Washington Avenue and Bayshore, and they're also taking advantage of this opportunity of our making these other improvements to put in some purple pipe along Byron, which will be part of their eventual reclaimed water distribution network. So it's become a win-win for the long-term goals of a bunch of different public works divisions and other utilities in the area, and then of course it's going to benefit, we think, the amenities that are offered in Old Town Silverdale, make it a more pleasant place to live and walk and enjoy the waterfront.
Thank you. Is there anyone here for, actually, do we have a sign-up sheet? Like, okay. Is there anyone here from the public who wished to testify who's not on the sign-up sheet? Okay, let the record reflect that there was no one here who wished to testify on the proposal. Is there anything else from the planning part? Do you have any other?
Yeah, Barbara is correct that we did also analyze this to have this joint venture, if you will, part of the project. The overall project is also the water district, because while you have all this stuff opened, it just makes sense to do those particular renovations as well. I think their water system was also done at about the same time, as I recall, that the sewer line was done. And so that is part of, you know, the analysis itself. Obviously, making this presentation, we do recommend approval of this project. It's going to be quite a benefit to the community. Again, the component of safety, really, for the overall project was really the big concern for the trenching and things like that. It would be quite interesting to kind of do a follow-up on this here down the road, but we do recommend approval.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I think that is it on this one. This was an exhaustive record, and this is a significant project. But I do think that the proposal as conditioned and as I've reviewed in the technical reports that have been submitted, I do believe it is consistent with the county's shoreline regulations. So I don't believe there'd be a net loss of shoreline ecological function given the mitigation and the way it's been designed. So I will be approving this permit. A decision on this will be out within 10 business days, and I will forward that to the hearing examiner clerk. Okay, so we're done with that item on the agenda. I think we'll move back now to the preliminary plat. Do we need to take a short recess, or are we ready to go on that? Okay, we'll do a real short recess, and then we'll move to the plat. So, thank you all.